back, and we have our team together. Tim Alexander is usually here on Tuesdays. This coming Thursday, he'll be actually on Friday, because Michelle is going up, my wife's going up to Portland to visit our grandkitties over the Labor Day weekend, and Tim will be here Friday, which is going to be cool. Tim, we have a special guest here, Mark Gaffney, author of Black 9/11 and, of course, the 9/11 Mystery Plane. This is the second edition of Black 9/11 with lots of new discoveries after his FOIA investigations. Welcome to the program, Mark and Tim.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Dr. Deagle. Glad to be with you. I hope I'm coming through okay.
We are. Now, we'll have a full hour, so we won't be scrambling like the last time when you're scrambling to get to a good connection on Skype to do another show. Hopefully, we won't have any distractions so we can concentrate on your book and your latest discoveries. If you were to say the chapters and sections that are upgraded or new and the issues that are new, what would you say if you gave it like a bullet points, 1, 2, 3, 4, what are the new issues that you dealt with in the second edition of Black 9/11?
Well, probably the biggest was the breakthrough about Flight 93. That chapter is all new, was not in the first edition. And out of that research came two other chapters that are new, entirely new in the second edition. One investigates the incident at Camp David, which was reported and then I believe hushed up, and also the National Reconnaissance Office shut down and drilled that morning. Those are all related, in my opinion, and led to my FOIA request to the National Security Agency for the release of infrared satellite data. And they denied that FOIA, and then I appealed it, and the appeal is now pending. So right. I'm in a queue at the NSA, and they, you know, it took them 10 months just to acknowledge receipt of it. So
yeah, right. Now, satellite data will clear up three issues. What are those issues?
Well, I believe the key to understanding what happened to Flight 93 is the controversy over the crash time. There were two reported crash times, one at 10:03 a.m. and one at 10:06. In fact, the 10:06 was reported first, but then after the FBI and the government looked at the flight data recorder for Flight 93, they changed it to 10:03, and, you know, 10:06 was just kind of left out in the cold. I mean, they just walked away from that. But it turns out there was a seismic signal at 10:06, and that's never been explained. And the 9/11 Commission walked away from it. Miles Kara, he was the guy who headed up that part of the 9/11 Commission investigation, the radar data and the flight data recorder for Flight 93, and he turned his back on it.
And right, the flight data recorder shows the same thing. Yeah, the flight data recorder says 10:03 because that's when the plane was struck with whatever did it, whether it was a bomb inside it or a missile. I have from my sources that there was a Canadian Air Force general who was actually on orders to actually intercept that flight and then called in for a missile strike on that flight. It was a civilian flight that was rogue.
Well, I'd love to talk to this gentleman. We have the radar data from 9/11, and, you know, there was no NORAD aircraft on radar anywhere near Shanksville. So what I believe there was an unauthorized aircraft in the area, but it had to have had its military transponder turned off and was stealth technology.
Yeah, it was using stealth. And, of course, they have leading-edge stealth technology where they put some energy along the front edge of the plane to ionize the wings so that it has a signature of a dove rather than a big aircraft. We have stealth
missiles. Not sure they were using that back then, but the standard stealth they were using back then would not have appeared on the average American radar scope because the older World War II longer wavelength radar could pick up a lot of the stealth planes, but the newer modern ones can't.
Oh, really?
And that's a weakness in standard stealth technology. The Russians developed the plasma system on the leading edge of the wings, which is a pretty good system, evidently. But
that's interesting, Tim. Now, those are really big things. And the other thing that we talked about, Mark, in previous shows is that that the Blackstone Group and Silverstein actually insured the buildings, which are, we call, if you want to call it, toxic elephants because they figured out that they did an assessment that each floor would cost $2 billion to remediate the asbestos and the dirty air inside them that were in the World Trade Center towers. So they had a contract out to actually demolish the buildings back, and I actually posted up the documents from 1998, 3 years before 9/11, with a Finnish munitions expert that was contracted. So those are another piece of facts. They actually double-insured the buildings through the Blackstone Group and the Port Authority in New York. So the ARIA complex, and you're one of the ones to discover this, was actually funded by insurance money from the 9/11 collapse of the World Trade Center towers and the Port Authority in New York.
Now, that's a complex in Los Angeles, correct?
That's in Las Vegas. It's the ARIA complex. It's like a giant complex of the most, how can I say it, impressive buildings and resort buildings on the planet. I mean, they rival the buildings in Astana, Kazakhstan, which are like considered the New World Order capital because it's one of the richest areas on Earth for oil and gas, Kazakhstan.
So this was done by Larry Silverstein, this complex in Las Vegas.
Exactly. In fact, I got in touch with the actual munitions expert who gave me the actual PDF documents of their assessment to demolish the buildings with micro-nukes and RDX in the outside joists. So that really isn't open to dispute. And the fact that the insurance, Blackstone, actually double-insured the building a matter of weeks beforehand is another nasty piece of, there's a lot of financial threads to this sweater that's being, you know, pulled apart. So what other major chapters did you have, Mark?
Well, the chapter about insider trading has been thoroughly updated and with new information, more detailed discussion of the three academic studies, all of which concluded that
right,
insider trading had indeed occurred. And it was shocking is that the U.S. press has completely ignored these reports, these academic studies, all by professors of great, solid standing, and they're in mainstream academic journals, and yet all that research has been just completely forgotten or ignored.
The media in America is more controlled than in the Soviet Union. I really think with the conglomeration of six major outfits, they even bring out the same stories almost as the same word salad, if you want to call it. Tim, do you have any questions for Mark? Because
it's not so much a question, it's just an observation. There has never been a collapse of a steel superstructure skyscraper from fire in history until 9/11. And three buildings collapsed, the two big ones, but also the 47-story tall building number 7. Which was not even hit by an airplane, as fire spread to it. And, of course, a kerosene, which is essentially what jet fuel is, and you don't believe that if you've ever been nearby when a jet flies overhead, it smells exactly like kerosene because that's 99%+ kerosene.
Right.
Kerosene only burns at about half the temperature necessary to melt steel.
Yeah, around 1600.
And if it did melt steel, it still would not cause a collapse on its footprint as it did. It's just not logical. And then there's the obvious thing that so many people have missed, and it's literally right in your face, is you had 210-story buildings and a 47-story building that collapsed. And, maybe there was a five-story basement. But the point is, the 210-story buildings by themselves, loaded with furniture and everything else, should have left a rubble pile probably 40 stories, say, tall.
Right. That's exactly right.
And yet the rubble pile was only maybe 2 or 3 stories tall. And it's not logical.
Right. So, yeah.
I mean, you can go into far more specifics about micro nukes and lots of other things, which I believe. But I mean, I'm just saying, on its surface, if you just look at it and don't turn off the BS hype that you've gotten from the mainstream media, why didn't it make a rubble pile much taller than what was there?
But
why, in the first and only times in history, steel skyscrapers collapsed due to fire, and one that wasn't even hit by a plane. So it just doesn't make sense.
There are people in the holes of the building where the so-called plane went in, standing there where actually the girders were so, not so hot that they couldn't even stand there. The other thing is the only thing that can turn 40% of the mass of the building to an atomic vapor is a nuclear explosion, because they're all paramagnetic. Steel, aluminum, people, water, concrete.
Exactly, which goes back to the question, you know, why wasn't it 40 stories tall of rubble? And of course it wasn't, because it was not a normal demolition or a normal fire. It was something else, and that something else was a micro nuke.
Well,
you don't have to be a rocket scientist. What I'm trying to say is, we get really into the detail, which is very good and proper, but you don't just to realize that this is a scam. You don't have to go that deep into it. How come the rubble wasn't 40 stories tall? How come neither before nor since has a skyscraper ever fell due to fire?
You have to go into the details for this reason.
I agree. Some people get lost when you do that.
We got to take them by the hand. Now, I'll explain why you needed to go into detail. Yeah, we have idiots like Judy Wood that says a direct energy weapon. If a direct energy weapon hit her in the side of the head, she wouldn't know what it is in the science. And the same with the so-called Professor Jones that Alex Jones supported, that was this so-called nuclear physicist trying to support superthermia. Another fool. So the fact is, you got to bring them into the details. And we also look at the financial details. Mark's done a great job of tracing down the timing of the explosions in the Shankville plane disaster. It's my guess that the flight data recorder was indicating there was a missile that hit the building and confettiized the plane debris. And when a lot of the debris hit the ground in big chunks, it created the seismic thing that happened 3 minutes later. That's my guess.
Well, what I argue, Doctor, is that I take the position that the plane probably was disintegrated just before it hit the ground.
Exactly.
There was a black box in the tail of the plane that failed to record a longitudinal deceleration, which should have occurred if it hit the ground. So I believe it was destroyed just before it hit, and that signal, the seismic signal, just shortly after, was one of the missiles that were, or maybe the only missile that was fired at the plane that got there too late. It just got there too late and hit the crash site. That's what I believe.
Oh, so there were two missiles fired and one missed.
That's a good, but in other words, plausibly, the only way you could figure this out is if it was actually a missile strike and the aircraft was confettiized by a missile strike. It wasn't a bomb in the wheel well or anything like that.
Well, if that's the case, then there was more than one missile. But there's also a possibility that a bomb was on that plane.
Yeah. So those are all possible. But nevertheless, we now we have lots of other anomalies. I mean, there's so many anomalies you can make an encyclopedia about this disaster. And some people have crazy theories thinking no plane struck the building. Yes, they did. But I know for my people in the Air Force Academy, the only way to do what's called Top Gun move, to actually strike the actual open edge of a building at that velocity, so they have a beacon inside it. We have on-site evaluations of people that actually saw airplanes that went into the building were the size of American Airlines, but they had no windows. They had a pod on the bottom of them. And when they struck the building, the buildings can't collapse from the outside. Breaking of the superstructure when it's supported from the central pillars in the building. This is totally scamtastic. And we can even see the radio tower.
And it just coincidentally happened to be at the very site where, you know, the day before 9-1-1, they announced all these trillions of dollars went up missing. It just kind of happened to be at the site where a lot of this was, the data was.
You know, it was Donald Rumsfeld who acknowledged the $2.3 trillion that was not accounted for on the day before 9-11 at a press conference. And then when the plane, you know, when the strike occurred at the Pentagon, Donald Rumsfeld, and this is another, you know, little factoid that should tell everybody that the official story is a lie. He went AWOL in the middle of a terrorist attack on the United States. The head of the United States Department of Defense walked away from his post, turned off his cell phone, walked out on the grass, and was wandering around for a half an hour. And for all anyone knew, there were more attacks coming. Well, obviously, he knew that it was over. There was no danger, you know.
Right.
And of course, the way the Secret Service acted, Bush is reading a book upside down to a bunch of kids, and for all they knew that with multiple hits going on in New York and elsewhere, for all they knew, the President of the United States was in danger of a decap operation. And the standard procedure would have been to not talk to him, but to have picked him up, grabbed him, rushed him to a car, got him in a helicopter, and got him on Air Force One, and got out of Dodge with a Air Force or Navy fighter escort immediately. And they didn't do that. There were a lot of things. It's not just what they did, it's what they didn't do.
Exactly. Now, in terms of the finances, you mentioned about the insider trading. What happened there? How much money was made? And we could obviously, because the trading can be tracked down to a particular individual or organization, if you had the proper, FOIA, whatever, we could start saying, hey, we know it was these individuals in this corporation that did this, and these are the people who are responsible. Has that information come out?
Okay. Paul Zaremka, a professor at the State University of New York in Buffalo, has been tracking this longer than anyone. And in his estimation, they walked away with $30 to $40 million in insider profits from the put options and call options. Now,
are you saying billion B?
This is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the securities fraud was probably much, much greater. But this was just the individuals with inside knowledge who could not resist sticking their hand in the cookie jar and personally profiting. And they walked away with the money. This is what people need to understand. The Securities and Exchange Commission did the investigation of insider trading. When the paper trail led not back to, not to Al-Qaeda, but back to Wall Street, they tabled their own investigation. They knew who the individuals were, and they simply, covered it up. And when David Callahan did a FOIA for all the records, he got a letter back from the SEC explaining to him that all those records were destroyed. So.
Wow.
And they got away with it. So, again, where's the press?
Well, they're getting away with putting Hillary Clinton in. I mean, if you actually look at the chart of all the things that this crazy woman has done, and we just kind of just laugh it off and think it's fine. I have the Clinton Riches bankruptcy. And I'm going to put this link so people can read this page. It's like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I mean, it's, Bill and Clinton, a Canadian mining mogul, Frank Gayustra, meet with the Kazakhstan dictator in his palace in Almaty. During the chat, Clinton champions the strongman's efforts to head an international elections monitoring group contrary to stated U.S. foreign policy. I mean, it goes on one after another, and all these people had access to the State Department, made deals like, this mining operation in Oregon, they actually gave 20% of the uranium to the Russians. It's like someday, if we continue to have potentially bad policies toward Russia, we may have a nuclear weapon heading toward American military bases or cities from a uranium mined in our mine in Oregon coming back to us as one of the future generations of the Satan nuclear missile system.
It's worse than that. Yesterday, Donna Bazell, the new chairperson of the Democratic National Committee on ABC's This Week, declared that pay for play is like someone who's a donor saying, I want access. It's just an attempt to criminalize behavior that's normal. Now, I don't know what kind of dope she's smoking, what kind of drugs she's on, but I have to tell you, pay for play is bribery. I've dealt with crap like this in the United Kingdom for years, and all it is bribery. They won't follow the law. They'll do whatever they want to do, and then you give them a multi-million-dollar donation, and the door's open for them.
Yes,
I'm sorry, if that's not bribery, what is?
Exactly.
And when you have literally hundreds...
We're
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'll say this.
And welcome back. And Mark, how do they obtain your book? How do they order it? Is it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon? Where is it available?
It should be available through any reputable bookstore. Or they can order it. You know, if it's not on the shelf, you can order it through the bookstore, or you can go up to Amazon and order it, or you can go to my publisher's website, TrineDay.com. That's TrineDay, TrineDay.com, and order it there.
Yeah. Very good. Now I think Tim had some comments.
Mark, is this
on the break.
Black 911? Is that the name?
Black 911.
That is the name. Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Second edition. Mark, you had some comments from Tim during the break that I think need to be visited. Because we're investigating, we're going to have you on regularly before 9/11 and after. We want to prevent another 9/11 type event. These are geometrically larger. Because we never approached and dealt properly with the Oklahoma City bombing issue, a lot of the same technology, including using nukes inside the building and other technology, was used in 9/11. There's also always financial ties, because there's also things like insider trading or other things going on at the time when these happen. 9/11 was a perfect example of that, with $2.3 trillion disappearing with the comptroller of the Pentagon, Dov Zakheim, and of course all the documents were destroyed in that sector of the Pentagon.
One of the things I was saying on break, I've been a consultant to a couple of aerospace firms, and when all this happened, I was just like everybody else. I was blown away. And I my instinct said this was an Israeli operation, the usual suspects. But then I thought, well, they wouldn't commit suicide. That's not like them. And it slipped my mind. I knew it, but later it came back to me. I knew that there was an anti-hijacking feature built into the fly-by-wire system on the Boeing 757, 767, and some other planes. The big planes today, you can't use the old levers that you pull. You know, when you pull on the yoke, you pull a pulley, and then they got so big they use hydraulic assisted. But they're, nowadays it's fly by wire, and essentially that yoke is simply like a joystick. Okay, and so are the pedals, and they communicate to a computer that it has triple redundancy, and it runs the wires, and the flaps and everything, the rudder and everything, is actually activated by motors that are controlled by the signals. And that computer can be accessed via a code, a radio transmitted code, and the plane can be flown from outside of the plane. That's an anti-hijacking feature that was designed into several planes, including all the planes that crashed on 911.
Yeah.
And even I forgot it, but it's a fact. I mean, it's a fact you can check. And a lot of people say, well, why would, you know, how would they do this and all that? My thought is that the people were gassed with a nerve agent, if they were even on the plane, and the plane was piloted remotely. All the planes were piloted remotely.
Yes. Well, that's what I think. And in Black 9/11, I present two separate parallel lines of evidence that remote control technology existed and had come of age before 9/11. So it was there.
Yeah, in fact,
right. And not only did it exist, it was used on those very planes. It was manufactured into the planes when they were built.
Well, let me add a few more
details. That's a fact. It's indisputable.
Tim, I was a civil aviation examiner for many years, international certified for pilots and the Air Force as well. So I took care of civil aviation examiner pilots. And what I'd also found out is that Boeing Aerospace back in the early 80s had designed this system they called Global Hawk. And they had a more advanced system that was actually being refurbished in Fort Collins, Colorado, on these E-10s, which are the same size as the American Airlines jets. And my contacts is that these E-10s were prepared for this war game, which is what it was. The false icons were put on the screen at U.S. Space Command as well as NORAD, and that's why they were doing a war game. So they didn't know if the icons were real planes or false planes when they did the war game simulation of 9/11. 9/11 was a war game that went live, and they pretended it was a foreign terrorist activity when, in fact, it was totally in the box, totally controlled. And, you know, people need to understand.
Same thing happened a couple years later. It's the 7/7 event in London. There was a game going on.
There was a drill going on that very morning, right at the same location.
Yeah. In other words, when there's a drill happening, that's the sweet spot for when terrorist activity, because it's basically a drill that goes live. This went live. They just want to cover up the fact that it was a war game drill. 9/11.
Killed a lot of people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare. Don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You had a question you wanted to ask me.
I had forgotten that we're not on. I wanted to ask you about this attempt to have a steel sample analyzed in a lab for the telltale isotopes that would prove that nukes had been used. You were making no headway with that. You couldn't find a lab that would do it. So is that?
Well, let me give you the progress. What's happened is I was looking at this information a long time ago with Dr. Ward. And I managed to obtain directly from the U.S. Geological Survey, the U.S. government, the actual isotope analysis that they've done on the material, including 55 higher levels of tritium in building number 6 in background. And so I tried to send it to my alma mater, Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I tried to send it to every lab that does nuclear magnetic spectroscopy in the Western world, including London, Europe. And the last place that got denied was Japan. I was tried labs in Spain, Germany, everywhere. And that last was a few years ago. Japan was the one that took the longest. They took a couple months to decide and said, no, we know who you are, Dr. Deagle, and we're not able to do this for you. Even Geordi Labs here in America.
If you weren't already under phone surveillance by then, the first event probably triggered something, and thereafter you were under surveillance, and they made sure to stop any lab from dealing with you on that.
Right. Now, I have actual debris from the World Trade Center, which includes concrete material, probably parts of people because they're paramagnetic, turned to dust. You know, like that saying, to dust you shall return. When the nuclear pulse hits you with high-energy X-rays, your cells burst at 50 to 100,000 degrees in a picosecond with superheated steam, and your cells and tissues already turned to dust instantly. The fact is, I presented anomalies, including historical anomalies like the aluminized mirrors on fire engines even sitting out, you know, half a mile from the World Trade Center, plenum chambers for air conditioners, step-down transformers for cell phone towers and around the area that were literally fried by the EMP and the pulsed radiation. Everything shows that they did a nuclear demolition along with RDX to cut the outside joists of the building. That's how they destroyed it. Now, what people need to understand, this isn't open to somebody's dispute. I had to actually threaten to sue the video company from Oregon that came up to do the videoing, and they were going to give me back five different talks, which I did, including talks on depleted uranium with Loren Murray and other talks I did, because I had presented evidence that can't be disputed in a court of law. Now, when someone wants to dispute with me, they're going to lose hard because I presented a lot of tough evidence. Now, people say, well, Dr. Deagle, if you know all this stuff and you've been in so many places and you had the security clearance, why don't they just kill you? I said, if they killed me, you out there who are stubborn might believe. Now, I have a number of people who I've been in contact with inside government agencies, including the Pentagon, who agree with me. And they know that what I'm presenting is the truth. Now, why is it so important to present this truth over and over again? Because their geometric progression is to completely enslave us, to take away any weapons to resist against them, to control all our cash in a cybernetic cashless system. And as I said before, and I'm going to release this information, there's not a person on this planet that has ever had a pulse that knows more about the technical and spiritual aspects of the mark of the beast than I do. And I resented a lot of it in 1999 with Iridium Mark of the Beast talk, which I did with the Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel in 1999, three different tours. And we had millions listening to the program on the Prophecy Club radio and television. Now, I also have my own show on Clear Channel, which is Wednesday nights, 2 hours, with Mark Allen Curry, Laughter's the Best Medicine. And we talk about things like this, you know, in the 90s. What people don't understand is that, you know, health issues primarily, is that I'm brave enough and stubborn enough and not afraid enough, I'm going to say this stuff. And by the way, most of these dead doctors are what they call nice guys. Now, I'm nice to someone who, I'm nice to people because I care about them whether they like me or not. But I'm not the kind of person you cross. As I said before, and I got another nasty email just the other day threatening me. And I want to say a message out to you idiots out there that think you're going to threaten Dr. Deagle and get away with it. We're tracking down your IP address and your emails. We have the local authorities coming to get your ass. If you manage to be stupid enough to get through my gate, I'm like Predator, and I'm going to know you're coming. And before you get within 150 yards to say hello, I'll blow your head off. I'm not a nice guy.
That could ruin your whole day.
And I'm going to tell you this now. Part of the reason why I still have a pulse and I have been released more classified information in more areas than any other human being in America or human history. That's the facts over many years. If anybody wants to dispute that, I can give them date, time, technical details, etc. Whether it's Oklahoma City, where I was the exit examiner for all five special op team, I had presidential level security clearance where I worked at the U.S. Space Command. I was the point man under Reserve Admiral John Hughes for Operation Top Off and Dark Winter with the FBI and CDC for the federal government, not just state, with our special op teams. So you got to know I'm the real deal. There's nobody even remotely like me anywhere on the internet or blogosphere anywhere on the planet. Now, when I bring out something like this and I bring out an expert like Mark, you need to get his book. You need to listen to Tim Alexander because he's on regular. Reason why people are on regular? They're good. People like, you know, Joel Skousen, who I have on at least once a month. He missed him last week. But this is important information. This is not minor. We are the real media. Everything else is a distraction. All these six big media companies that are putting all this garbage out, if you don't get Mark's book, then don't hold your head down when, say, 20 million people are injured or 10,000 are dead and the rest of them are radiologically poisoned. Don't be surprised at the level of evil they're willing to do to their own population. This is akin to...
They enjoy the death. getting back to confirm what you're wanting to test, I told on the last break this story. I had a news site. It was actually video-based back during 911, and I read an article somewhere. I back then, as I do now, I read a great deal. Some kids in Hawaii came up with this idea, let's make a coin out of some of this steel, the steel girders.
Right.
And, of course, in World War II, in about 43, 44, 45, we made steel pennies. Because we were using the copper in the war industry. And I thought that was a great idea. And I had to play detective. I had to track the guy down, talk to his dad. He was a high school student, talk to him. I talked to Congresswoman Patsy Mink, who was she's dead now, but she was a longtime congresswoman from Hawaii. Got her involved. And she, as a congresswoman, went to the Treasury Department in the White House. I went as a alternative media guy to the assistant press secretary that handled alternative media in the Bush White House. I went to the Treasury Department, talked to their people, and we said, look, this is a great idea, and there's plenty of steel left. We should make steel pennies. And this everybody can reach in their pocket, and they've got some of the 911 buildings, and it was an emotional thing. But I thought it was, and I couldn't imagine it not succeeding. It got nowhere. It got nowhere. Now, later, of course, I know the answer why.
Well, there's certain isotopes that don't decay, too. That if you had...
Exactly.
Have you ever heard of an isotope called iron 59?
Probably, but...
No, it's an isotope that basically, once you get neutron insertion, it changes the atomic weight of the isotopes, and it doesn't decay. So 10 million years from now, if you made a steel penny... You can still put it through nuclear magnetic spectroscopy right. And see the iron.
Well, that's why all the debris, all the steel debris, was immediately shipped over the objections of every fire inspector that was involved, every arson inspector, to China.
Right.
They got rid of it.
And most of it, by the way, was reworked into washing machines, ships, and God knows what else. And you don't know where that iron 59 isotope showed. So if I had one piece of material and I said, I only want you to look for iron 59 isotope, which is a non-radiological, non-decaying isotope, that alone would indicate the nukes were used in the site. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
That alone. We don't even look at anything else. So people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you can't know all this stuff. I do. I do. No matter how disgusted or you want to spit on me, fight, punch me in the face, whatever, believe me, I'm not Mr. Passive. I'm not going to take this crap with sitting down and letting people think ad hominem attacks are going to shut me up. It's not. This guy said, you're next, Deagle. Guess what? You're next, idiot. You threaten me, you're going down, boy. And you can't imagine what I'll do to you, both legally and otherwise, if you try to do anything threatening to me or my family.
It's very important that we not allow ourselves to be intimidated on this.
These idiots are facing
losing control of the White House. And they will do anything.
Well, they can't imagine the violence
over the what?
The righteous violence will visit on them will be 1,000 times more than the satanic evil. How's that? They'd be better off with the devil himself after than Deagle if they try to cross me.
Well, let me ask Tim. Let me do a question with Tim here. Tim, do you think that I assume you're referring to Trump? You think he has a shot to win this this election?
I think the reality is. And by the way, 90% of these polls are false. and they're tied into the mainstream news media.
Right.
I think he's really probably running somewhere around 70% right now. I think he's going to, if it's a fair election, which I doubt, but if it's a fair election, I think he'll win, and he'll win by a landslide.
I'll tell you why it might become fair.
But it scares the absolute hell out of the Khazarian globalist mafia, the neocons, the people that basically did 9/11. Scares the hell out of them.
Jim, because he can
throw them in prison. He can break up the Federal Reserve. He can break up the too big to fail banks. He can bring Glass-Steagall back
here.
In. There are so many things he can do. They have to maintain control.
Tim, here's a possible scenario. Apparently, they're now saying that the election offices for electronic voting in at least two states has now been hampered by international hacking.
The best hackers in the world are Russian.
Are Russian, right? Although there's Bulgarians, like this guy, what was his name, Gustafur. And by the way, I think Gustafur not only got extradited, but after he returned him back, somebody killed him. Okay, another Clinton death, okay? So the guy that was going to serve the DNC some documents.
Hey, if you go to blackboxvoting.org, you will see that several months ago they went into the common software that Diebold and several of the other manufacturers use for these computerized voting systems, and they saw, and this is indisputable, it is a simple matter of programming, that in the core programming they were set up to be accessed and to be adjustable. In other words, if you want to show at the end of the day Hillary gets 52% and Trump gets 47% and some third-party candidates get 1%, you can adjust it, and they'll count a Hillary vote twice, and a Trump vote will count half or a third or whatever to get that result. And they can do that across an entire state in a matter of seconds. It is not detectable because it's in the source code, and you cannot stop it. That's why it's very important for Trump's people to start going into court in every jurisdiction that uses voting and getting injunctions. There's time to print paper ballots.
Now, here's my point in the scenario. They're forcing these states that have electronic voting. And remember, now, it really comes down to 10 swing states. The Electoral College is now, if the vote was today with the current situation, Hillary would win. If they disable the electronic voting in this scamtastic issue, especially in the swing states, it's going to be Trump. So you're right. They need to actually stop the electronic voting. The hacktivists, they're probably Russian and elsewhere in Europe, that do not want to see...
I don't believe they're Russians. This is a scam to blame it on Russia.
No, there's all kinds of... There's all kinds of activists, okay? The activists are everywhere. They're Europe or elsewhere. And the reason is, they know that Hillary is a hawk. She wants to balkanize the entire Middle East. She wants a war with Russia. She wants to follow the global plan, which is to say, you won't play ball on our economic table, so Russia, we're going to pound you into the dust. And that's what they're doing. It's the same stuff that they did when they actually collapsed the Soviet Union. It was a financial collapse. It was a scheme that collapsed them financially. That's what happened to Russia.
Yeah, and I know Russians that lost virtually everything they had because all their money in the bank was wiped out. You know, I dated a Russian after my wife died, and her father was in the space program, and they had quite a bit of money. They had a lot they were going to build a house on. And when their currency collapsed because of the global bankers, they were virtually destitute.
Right. And by the way, this is all in a movie that he put out a few years ago, ten years ago. And I think one of the top Hollywood actors that actually played a major part of how he took apart Russia by doing this financial scam. Russia wasn't brought down with nuclear weapons. It was brought down by banking scams.
Well, so is America.
Right.
And the people doing this, literally the sole single superpower that controls so much is the United States, and we are their enforcement arm, and they cannot afford to lose. It's not just a matter of slowing down their march to their new demonic New World Order. It is a matter of survival. And if they get the wrong person in the White House, like Donald Trump, who's not afraid of them, can't be bought off, and he's determined to turn America around, they're going to go down, and they're going to go down hard. There's going to be a lot of people in prison. And look at George Soros. There is ample reason to indict him and extradite him to the United States and charge him with multiple felonies. Ample reason that he's not being touched because he's protected. You get somebody else in that White House, that crooked, evil so-and-so will be sitting in a holding pen, in a federal holding pen, awaiting multiple trials.
Actually, I heard that they're picking out the wallpaper for his place in Guantanamo, if Trump wins. By the way, Hillary wants to close Guantanamo. Trump wants to expand it. He's got a special suite there for the Muslim friends of Soros that are working to create more chaos.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to get back to Mark in this next segment. His book, Black 9/11 Second Edition, new chapters, new information. It is required reading. If you're listening to Dr. Deagle right now, you want to know what's going on. If you don't have knowledge and wisdom, you will suffer. You will suffer greatly if you don't know what's really going on, not the newstainment garbage that's been put out there or other alternative media.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Mark, I'm waiting to summarize your book and how they can obtain it. It's available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also through Trinday.com, right? T-R-I-N-E-D-A-Y.com.
Trinday is my publisher, and they are treating this second edition like a new release. because the book was so has been so expanded and updated.
Right.
With new material. Two new chapters. Two of the other chapters thoroughly rewritten. And yes.
And it's okay, we also have a caller, Dave in Oklahoma City, about Homeland Security after 9/11. Go ahead, Dave. Your question for myself.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is, Homeland Security was created after the 9/11 event.
Right.
And are we, the American public, to trust this Homeland Security that it will not be used to turn against us somewhere down the road?
It's already turned against us right from the moment it was conceived. This was in the planning phase years before 9/11 happened. Homeland Security, like taking off your shoes and doing all this stuff, put liquids, you can have more to create a peroxide type bomb and so on in the lavatories and the aircraft. It's all total garbage.
Well, the two consultants they brought in, one guy was a senior official of Stasi, the East German secret police, and the other guy was a high KGB operative, and they were the ones that designed Homeland Security.
Right. So basically, it's like a Stasi type of system.
So, more and more all the time.
So, listen, they could beef up Homeland Security if there's a new domestic security bill like you wouldn't believe. And by the way, Homeland Security will end up on every train station, every bus station, every major shopping center. They'll expand. The TSA will be everywhere. That's what's going to happen. And it'll be both parties, the Republic crap and the Democrat, by the way, you get crap, will do this to us. Under the auspices of Hillary, who the only way she can be elected is if she steals it with voter fraud. And, of course, the zombie Democrats that want to vote for her that are doers of evil on top of that. But, you know, just look at Cain. He's actually getting protests outside of his offices when he's trying to recruit Catholics when they say, you know, murderer. He's in a pro-abortion. So we have an incredibly evil and satanic corrupt Democrats and progressives. We have a public that's, by the way, a large part of our public are totally ignorant. They think they're going to vote for Hillary, despite the fact she's destroying blacks and Hispanic neighborhoods. And yet, Americans think that Homeland Security can do anything protective. First off, you just need metal detectors. And if you actually suspected people have problems, the best scanner is what's called an Israeli scanner. I saw this in Israel with the young people there. They would ask 20 questions, and they count the beads of forehead on your forehead. And if you had more than a certain number of beads, you were taken to a room. What they can do is they can do an ultrasound on you to see if you have an intracavity, a foreign body indicating a bomb or a weapon. And then they put you into let's call a bomb explosion chamber, which they have in Ben-Gurion Airport in Israel. And when you go into this little chamber, they hit a button. And if you have a bomb on you, you're going to blow up and they're going to pick up what's called little fragments of what you were. That's how they fix it in Israel. There are no terrorists in Israel. There is no foolishness going on. They have a complete system to completely filter out all the garbage that can happen. Why don't we do it? They want dead Americans, just like 9/11. They want people to think Homeland Security might be here to help us. No. If they have a domestic security disaster, they'll have in every shopping center, in every bus station, every train station you go, you'll have to show your electronic papers, please. You won't be able to go anywhere, including a public federal building, or a shopping center, or a train station, or anywhere. Even crossing state lines, they may force you to show your papers. They want to know where you are to a cubic meter anywhere in America, including underground.
It's called Total Information Awareness, right, Dr.?
Exactly. Social Information Awareness. Get this book.
It is totally demonic.
Black 9/11 Second Edition. Get it now.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.